Hello and welcome to Not Famous and Not That Funny. I'm Jackie Piller, your very ordinary host of 15 minutes of Not Fame, interviewing a random comedian who is tired of being a comedy version of Van Gogh, minus the act of cutting off an appendage. Comedians on this podcast are super committed to comedy for a cause, not likely to become famous, but the whole kit and caboodle of comedy in all its forms, and instead of being famous and funny, they are super talented and clever folk instead. And I'm here with Hellchild, who is a highly creative, anarchic, satirical comedian, comic poet, playwright and visual artist from Perth in Western Australia. Hellchild is also a skilled mimic, dancer, and who combines their talents to create clever, unique comedy shows that do more than just make you laugh. Welcome, Hellchild.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
You're most welcome. So why do you do comedy and what makes it worthwhile for you?
Well, I actually started out as a sculptor, but I'd always envied comedians. I'd always, you know, watch shows like The Comedy Company and Fast Forward, and I think, you know, I could be doing that. I want to do that, because ever since I was a kid, I was naturally good at impersonating people, and I loved playing pranks on people and jokes and everything like that. So when I had trouble with my sculpting because of a condition I developed that affected all my muscles and joints, I looked to do express all that creativity through something else I was really good at, and comedy and comic poetry were the things that naturally came to mind, so I started doing those.
And so you've been doing this a long time.
I have, yeah, about 20 years actually in Perth. And I started to use myself like I would, turning myself into the sculptural object, you know, making myself the art piece and transforming myself into different characters, which I might have actually made sculptures of because I was a satirical sculptor. So I became my sculptor, and people have actually commented on that. You make yourself look just like your art.
Yeah, and it's awesome, you know, it's just, I so admire what you do. And we actually have two characters around the place, don't we?
Yes. They're just coming in now.
Oh, goodness. Okay, now we have two of Hellchild's notorious characters here with us live.
Hello.
Oh, goodness, hi. They are Senator Pauline Fartson.
Ooh, hi, Jenny.
Hi, Pauline. And Bob Shatter.
Pineapples, bananas, bananas, bananas. I'm Australian.
Shut up, Bob.
Goodness gracious. So I wanted to ask all three of you, actually.
Bananas!
Yes, right. Right then. Good to see you both. What did you think of all this business on the weekend with the rallies all over? There's a huge national turnout of people at rallies this weekend.
Bananas!
Shut up, Bob! Look, Jackie, I don't like it. I don't like it. It was a national disgrace. I mean, you know, I am Aboriginal, Jackie. I was born here, and that makes me a native. And you don't see me getting out there on the streets, waving me flags and cavorting about. It's a disgrace.
Shame, shame, shame. It's a disgrace. It's a public disgrace. Look, I've got better things to do than worry about what day we celebrate this cultural icon. I mean, because, Jackie, every 3 months, somebody is getting eaten by a crocodile! Crocodiles!
Shut up, Bob!
Crocodiles! Look, and every 4 days, a farmer dies, Jackie. Pineapples! Shut up!
Oh, Jackie, Australia Day is a great cultural icon. It's part of our culture. And, you know, I mean, when our beloved founder, Captain Crook, discovered this country, he made it a great nation, and we're celebrating that, Jackie.
But wasn't there other people here first?
Oh, what people? Aboriginals? Oh, look. look, they think they can come here, fly here in their flying saucers from Africa? I mean, what do they know? What do they know? They come in and tell us how to run our country.
You don't think they were indigenous to here?
I'm indigenous, Jackie. I agree to where they came from. When I'm Queen of Australia, this country will be a much better place.
How so, Pauline? I'm curious.
I'm going to deport all the Aboriginals back to Africa. And you know, I'm changing the name of this country to Australia. I'm actually changing the spelling to make it more simpler. Australia. It's easy to pronounce. S-T-A-Y-A.
Australia. Australia.
And this will be Australia Day.
Right.
My special day. Isn't that right, Bob? Bananas! Pineapples! Absolutely. Don't you worry about that. Goodness, yes. I mean, you know, and I'm going to do what Captain Cook actually did. I'm going to rename all the great Aussie landscape icons after my own benefactors.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. I'm going to have, look, this instead of Botany Bay, we're going to have Liberal Party Bay. And instead of the Opera House, we're going to have Donald Trump. Trump House. I mean, it's beautiful, isn't it? Just rolls off the tongue.
House of Trump.
The House of Trump. And not only that, Uluru will be called Bob.
No, it won't.
Bob? Yes, it will. Uluru is a great name for a Bob. I mean, Bob is a great name for a giant rock.
No, it's not, Bob. The rock's going to be called Gina. Gina, Bob.
Oh, Bob. Pineapples, bananas. I don't know. Gina, shut up, Bob.
Wow, yeah, that was an interesting take on Invasion Day rallies. It's not quite the one I share. But, yeah, great to hear from you both. I think we might just wrap it up there a little bit. That was fantastic. I think I might just move back to Hillchild.
Hi.
Yeah, those two are wild, aren't they?
Yes, they... Oh, that was Pauline. Yeah, they are. Look, Pauline hits the Bundy and, you know, so does Bob.
Yeah.
That's the thing, you know. And they make quite a pair, but they really don't like each other.
No, they're strange bedfellows.
Mm. Yes, they're both very jealous, I think, of each other.
Yeah, that's potentially it. I've got to say, because this is a podcast and you can't see things, these two are spectacular characters in person. They are amazing sculptures.
Very colourful.
Very colourful and a beautiful piece of political satire, particularly if you're not fond of these particular types of people that stroll through our parliament. So I just wanted to ask, where can we catch you? Is there anything coming up, anything exciting happening?
Yes, well, I'm going to be in the Comedy Festival, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It's my very, very first one. I've been in lots of other festivals, but this is my first Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And I'll be doing a show from the 27th to the 30th of March. And it's going to be called the Apocalypse Variety Hour. And it will feature Pauline Fartson, Bob Shatter, Baloney Abbott.
I love Baloney Abbott. You've got to see Baloney Abbott.
In his budgie smugglers. US President Donald Duck and the Queen. And there'll also be appearances by Scummo, our new Prime Minister, and our old Prime Minister that just got the sack. So just got, yeah. So that Mr. Turnbull. And the reason why I'll be able to have so many characters on at once is because some of them are appearing live by satellite. And they'll be talking to my live characters. So there'll be more of me at once.
That's awesome. That's a fair bit of production value.
Mm.
So what goes into that production value in terms of now? How long has this been planning, I suppose?
Well, we did something for the Fringe Festival, which was kind of like an experimental version. Sort of, you know, it's got elements of what we're going to have in this show. But there's going to be new stuff. And it was just to see if it would work or not, having the multidimensional characters. And it did. In fact, that was the best part about it. So we're going with that for the Comedy Festival.
I was there. It was great. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And I'm rather partial to the Queen.
Oh, yes. Queen Elizabeth.
Yes. I'm not partial to her in real life, but I was partial to Hellchild's Queen.
Yeah, she's certainly pretty gutsy. And, you know, she doesn't mess around. She's gung-ho. So basically the topics are going to range from climate change to all sorts of things, but mostly around that, things that you know, when we think of the apocalypse. Yeah. And so it's going to have a very interesting end.
A very interesting end. Not necessarily a happy ending. Sorry, that's bad.
Well, you've got to see it to find out.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this show. So when exactly, have you got dates? What are the dates and venues?
The venue is Hares and Hyenas.
Oh, it's a great venue.
It certainly is, and it's perfect because it contrasts so well with the characters. They're the last people you'd expect to see at Hares and Hyenas Bookshop, Cafe, Hair Hole Theatre. It's just, yeah. So that's in Fitzroy on Johnson Street. And all the details for the show are going to be on the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website. The dates are the 27th of March, 4 days through to the 30th of March. And it'll start at 7 p.m.
Wow, that's pretty exciting.
Yep, it's a 1 hour show. But it's an action-packed 1 hour.
It's been great having the three of you here. Is there anything else that you can think of?
Well, I'll be performing regularly around the traps on the comedy scene and also on the poetry scene to promote the show. I do comic poetry. Sometimes I'll do it in character. Other times I just do it as myself.
Hellchild managed to get me to dress up as a zombie pirate for something, and that's pretty, to get me to do that's pretty...
Undead pirate,
yeah.
Yeah, and I also do rallies, activist rallies, so you might see Pauline or one of my characters at a rally in Melbourne.
Which is cool.
But I don't know which one. The opportunities,
pop
they pop up, yeah.
They just arrive unexpectedly.
People just say, we want you... Can you do Pauline? Or I offer. I'm basically just, at the moment, I'm just all preparation for the comedy festival and doing anything that might lead up to it. So right now it's all just preparation and work and promotion for the festival. So, I do private gigs, and I also, when I do them often, I'm not necessarily doing political characters. I have a character, Helvis the Pelvis, who is the Elvis from Hell, and he does, you know, it's like the Elvis Revival Act, where Elvis would get bored and change the words. So I actually use the words he used to change, and I make up some of my own as well. And so Elvis and I have rewritten the songs. And I do a Jacko character as well, Wacko yep. Jacko. And he dances like Michael and everything else, and he's just as pedantic and eccentric. He has a friend called Hand, and Hand has his own wardrobe.
Wow.
And Hand just won't behave himself. That's a problem.
Yeah.
And his other friend, Willie. So, you know, I have private gigs, which I do as those characters.
And you can find Hellchild on Facebook?
You can. And I have a website, which has yet to be updated. It's having a few problems at the moment, so you may even have trouble getting into it. But hopefully within the next week, we'll have it fixed. That's hellchild.com.
So that's, how do we spell Hellchild? Because I know
single L.
Single L.
Yep. Capital H, the rest are all smalls, and it's a single L. Hellchild.
Cool, and that's the same way on Facebook.
Short for my real name, which is Helen Child.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. It's been great having you. I get a great lot of pleasure out of your work, because for me it's important social commentary that we need to be making as comedians, and it might not make us lots of friends, or terribly famous, but I think it's incredibly important work, and it's been great having you on this podcast. Best of luck for MICF. I will see you there. I'll be doing Mad Pride.
Yay!
So I'm not going to plug that, because I'll have plenty of opportunities to plug it, but it'll be great having coming to your show at Hares and Hyenas.
63 Johnson Street.
63 Johnson Street in Fitzroy, one of the best venues. Shout out to Crusader and the team there. It's great. So, ciao for
now.
Thanks
so much, Jackie.
No problem. Thank
you. You're great. Great guns. I love your comedy.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm a beginner. I'm a newbie, and that's partly why I'm doing the show, is, you know, I'm learning from all of you. So, Thanks everyone for listening. I'm not sure who's next, but stay tuned. That's all from Not Famous and Not That Funny. Bye for now.